Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, lads, there is no doubt that overpopulation is having a detrimental effect on the world in general. Like, we know that. I mean, there's only so much space and resources for so many of us. But would that stop you from having children? I've heard it time and time again, people saying, I don't want to have kids because of the environment, because of the planet, because it's not good going forward. Well, Dr. Colm O'Doherty is a visiting research fellow at the Technical University of the Shannon and co-editor of Irish Journal of Applied Social Studies is on the line. Dr. Colm, good morning, first of all. How are you?
Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for having me on the programme. I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good to hear. So, can you explain what parenting hesitancy is?
Well, parenting hesitancy is about choice. It's about people making a choice whether to have or not to have a child. And parenting hesitancy refers to the increasing worries that a lot of people have, or the increasing factors that are affecting their choices on whether or not to have a child. And that means that we're looking at things like the rising costs of parenting. We're looking at the fear of the future, some of the things you were mentioning there already. And we're looking at the whole area of the value of parenting and how society regards parenting, how much value it places on people who become parents.
But surely with climate change and all of that, slowing down the growth in population is a good thing.
It is on one level, of course, yeah, because, you know, we do have problems with people contributing to climate change through all kinds of activities and, or, you know, driving cars or travelling or whatever, you're on planes. But the other thing too, Jennifer, to bear in mind is that as the if the population isn't big enough to sustain the elderly, isn't big enough to carry the economy, then there are problems associated with people choosing not to have children, which will affect everybody in a particular country. And maybe you know, have a global impact if it's a feature of countries across the globe.
Okay, we'll get to why that is in just a second. Why is the fertility rate so important, and what issues will occur from it being so low?
Well, if we have a very low, if the population goes below a certain level, then what you have is you have problems with a shrinking population having to shoulder the pension, health, and increase the cost of aging of an aging population. So, if it goes below a certain level, you have less and less people carrying the burden of paying for other people's needs.
Gotcha. Now, realistically, is this an issue that needs to be looked at now, or are we far away from it being, really serious?
Well, I think we need to look at it now, because what's happening is that populations are shrinking at quite a rate. And, you know, there's research which shows that by 2100, 183 out of 195 countries will not have enough people to do what is needed to replace, the shrinking population. In other words, people will be there'll be people who'll be dying, and there won't be enough people being born to pay for the costs that we've already mentioned, and also to support the economy.
Now, surely, apparently we're out of it now, kind of, the pandemic and COVID. You would think that was there a bit of a baby boom then? I mean, did we up the fertility rate there with no people having nothing to do?
Well, there was a lot of people who thought that this might happen, and that it might, we might have had a baby boom as a result of people spending a lot more time trapped at home and running out of things to do. Maybe this was kind of put a bit crudely in that sense. But what actually the early research is coming out of this area of the pandemic tells us that actually there's been a drop in fertility directly related to the pandemic, and that there will be closer to, for example, in the US, 300,000 fewer births in the US in 2021 as a result of the outbreak. So these are early figures. So what we're seeing is people not having made the choice to have children, or not even casually thinking about children, maybe without being very clear about what they were doing, shall we say, maybe. So people having sex without maybe even thinking about the consequences. So this is what's coming out now in the research.
So what are the solutions?
Well, the solutions are, that the government really needs to look at the policies which affect people's choices around having parents, becoming parents. And that obviously is about rising costs. That's about, the cost of accommodation being obviously a very big one.
Childcare.
But also childcare costs, exactly. Insecure employment, paternity leave and maternity leave, and also payment to parents. I mean, because we have a social contract, generally speaking, around the whole area of parenting, and that is that the state, really, our society, subsidises the cost of having children because it's in the interests of society to have children. Now, not everybody will agree with that because not everybody sees it in those terms. There are a lot of people who are choosing to be childless too. And of course, it is a very, very complex and personal decision as to whether or not you become a parent or not. And there are a lot of implications for women as well, in terms of they tend to have more of the responsibilities. It tends to affect their careers more. So there are opportunity costs for women in becoming parents as well. So it is a complex area. But I suppose the thing is, if we want to get people to become parents and have children, they do need to be valued as well by society. Parenting hasn't really been valued in the way that it used to be, in the sense that people now are expected to produce children, and they're expected to almost kind of be like managers of children, in the sense that they have to make sure that they do well in school, they have to pay for all the extracurricular activities, they have to ensure that their children are high achievers. There's a lot of pressure on people if they become parents to turn out children who are going to do incredibly well in society.
Really interesting stuff. And I suppose just for those people, there are people out there, I've heard them say it. I've heard, teenagers say it and young adults say, I'm not having kids because the planet, it's not good for the planet.
Yeah,
the argument there is, well, then that's, flawed because we won't have enough people to carry the burden socially or economically. So that argument is flawed. So go and procreate instantly.
Yeah, there's an existential threat, to people. I mean, in the sense that none of us really know what's going to happen, with life post-pandemic. Hopefully, things are getting back to some kind of normality. But, there's a hesitancy still in a lot of people as to making big plans. And this is one of the biggest things you make, you do in your life is to have a child. So people may be holding back in terms of, do I want to have a child, bring them into a place where there's a lot of uncertainty about the pandemic. And there's also uncertainty, as you rightly point out, about climate change and how that's going to affect, people's lives in every respect in the future.
But I suppose the biggest thing, just from talking to friends, the biggest thing, like you said it there, the opportunity costs, especially for women who, are almost on the back foot, or I wouldn't say punished, but their life is automatically harder if they decide to have a kid and they want to have a career, because you have those extra costs. There isn't enough support when it comes to maternity, paternity and all that kind of stuff. So that really needs to be looked at, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And also there's a huge pressure on people to self-optimise. I mean, we're all under pressure, whether we have children or not.
Yeah.
To be the best person we can be, to use this kind of cliche, to achieve and do all these things. Well, that applies to parents almost doubly, because it's not only themselves that they have to do this for, but they have to do it for their children as well. And, one of the big choices that has been made over the last 30 years is for parents to become what's called more authoritative parents, parents who take much more responsibility for their children's future. And it has resulted in a form of parenting called helicopter parenting, where parents are expected to literally kind of micromanage almost their children's lives and even into early adulthood. Now, this is a big change from parenting back in the 60s and 70s and maybe early 80s, when there was a more kind of permissive attitude to parenting, where parents literally took, you know, didn't have their foot on the accelerator all the time and let children find their own level and find their own ways, and maybe perhaps weren't feeling so under pressure in this
respect. Oh God, are we raising a bunch of snowflakes?
Well,
is that your research?
Yeah, I haven't got any research on that, I'm afraid. I mean,
do snowflakes next.
There are a lot of views on that, yeah. But I don't know if there's any real strong research one way or the other. But certainly, I mean, you know, that form of helicopter parenting has become more and more important when we have more and more inequality and less social mobility. I mean, if you have children and you want them to do well, you are going to invest heavily in what what you give them in terms of time, in terms of education, in terms of extracurricular, because the world is so uncertain and they may not find a job for life. They may not find even a decent career if they're not given the educational starting point. That's almost a prerequisite. So there's a huge pressure, sorry if what I'm saying, on people when they do have children to keep managing their lives in a way that perhaps wasn't there in previous generations.
Dr. Colm O'Doherty, really interesting stuff. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have a lovely day.
You're very welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thanks again for having me on the show.
Anytime. Lovely to have you. Thank you. That was Dr. Colm O'Doherty, co-editor of Irish Journal of Applied Social Studies and co-author of Learning on the Job, Parenting in Modern Ireland.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.